Our second week's reading of Lent comes from Luke 22, verses 14 through 20, and it's the scene of the Last Supper. So as I read this passage, I invite you to imagine being one of the disciples in this upper room, having this Passover, this Friday night traditional dinner with Jesus, as you've done many times before as one of the disciples following Jesus these 3 years. And yet this night feels different for a whole host of reasons. And I just encourage you to imagine being in this room. What are the feelings that come up for you as you hear this unfold? When the time came, Jesus and the apostles sat down together at the table. Jesus said, "I have been very eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. For I tell you now that I won't eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." And then he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. Then he said, "Take this and share it among yourselves, for I will not drink wine again until the kingdom of God has come." He took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took another cup of wine and said, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you." What's it like to hear these words of Jesus? What are the questions, the feelings swirling inside you as you hear Jesus make these cryptic statements, these bold prophecies? Imagine the room crowded with your friends. Maybe you feel their shoulders next to yours as you're around this table. Maybe there's some clinking of glasses and some noise of the plates, a candle or two. Let me read it one more time. And just imagine like a movie playing in your head. What's Jesus' expression as he says these words? What does it look like as his eyes catch yours? When the time came, Jesus and the apostles sat down together at the table. Jesus said, "I have been very eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. For I tell you now that I won't eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. And then he said, "Take this and share it among yourselves, for I will not drink wine again until the kingdom of God has come." He took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took another cup of wine and said, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you." Which of the words of Jesus' speech grab you the most? What images stick out and resonate with you in a deep place? Go ahead now in prayer and bring those to God. Talk to Jesus about the feelings that are stirred up in you as you hear this story again. And go ahead in prayer to thank Jesus for his great sacrifice for you.